Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Hello out there. This is Tom Jeffrey. And once more, we've arranged a grand array of talent for your entertainment and your participation in this Hollywood Spotlight. Just listen to this. That mellow singer from the South, Phil Harris, who also brings us the scintillating music of his orchestra, the troubadour of Hollywood, Larry Burke, and, well, of course, we can't celebrate without the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Byrne. First, Phil Harris and his incomparable music.
Now the boys paint you a picture of that South, musically, of course, called Darkness on the Delta. And that fellow with the lantern over on the left-hand side is just me waving. Shadows are coming my way. Southland is at rest. Nighttime and shadows relieving the day. Nature at its best. Those stars come peeping more and more. I know well I'm heading for. Down where I know love will be. Down where someone waits for me. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me, darkies singing soft and low. Lord, I'm lucky that you found me where those muddy Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the level, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love when it's darkness. On the Delta, only heaven is inside. Yes, when it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. On the Delta, that's the time my heart is light. Yes, when it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton are all around me, dark is singing soft and low. Lord, I'm lucky that you found me where those muddy Mississippi waters flow. I'm just lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, out on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. Cause all God's children got someone to love when it is darkness. On the Delta, only heaven is inside. Yes, when it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Thank you, Phil. And even though the old moonlight and starlight aren't shining on the Delta, we certainly enjoyed you and your orchestra. And speaking of starlight, brings up the subject of astrology, which seems to be the subject of Tom Post's interview with our special guest on this Hollywood Spotlight, the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns.
Tom, you know, this astrology is a pretty interesting study when you get into it, ain't it?
Yeah, but do you believe that a person's life is ruled by his planet?
Well, the planet helps, but, you know, your life depends more on the way you plan it.
Uh-oh. Well, listen, what is your wife's planet?
Venus.
Well, if you're... Is your wife beautiful and bright like Venus?
Well, she's not bad-looking, Tom, but she ain't none too bright.
No, I see. A little dull, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, what is your birth date? I don't care about the year. I mean...
I was born the 2nd of August, and it's none of your business what year.
Well, the 2nd of August, let's see, that's under the sign of Leo the Lion, isn't it? Oh, you have a very loving disposition. Your soul cries for romance.
Say, Tom, you better stand over there.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Listen, here, I'm serious.
I don't like it when you talk like that, Tom.
Now, listen, I'm very serious about this. Haven't you got a lot of romance?
Romance? Tom, I suppose I've said goodbye to more women than most men said hello to.
Uh-oh. Well, now, take me, for instance. I was born under the sign of Pisces, the fish.
Yeah, you were born under the sign of the poor fish.
You're telling me.
Yeah, you know, I know something about your romances. I think you must have been born under the sign of the goat, Tom.
What are you laughing at? Bill, tell me, do you ever study the stars like Mr. Marchetti does?
Yeah, you know, I got a high-powered telescope. I say I've got a high-powered telescope. Yeah, that's a good chance for you to tell a gag there.
Well, I heard you, but what do you mean, a good chance
for a
gag?
Well, now, when I said I have a high-powered telescope, you should have said, well, I'll have to look into that.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to let you be the comic then. If you aren't funny, why, the joke will be on you.
No, if I'm not funny, the joke's on you. You're paying me. And by the way, Tom, you know, I could use a little bit more money. This is on and off stage I'm talking now.
I know, but the racing season is on, so why don't you back a good horse?
Well, I backed a horse one time and I lost $30.
You did? How was that?
I backed him into a store window.
Which is, we might say, bringing the house down. Well, getting back to the subject of astrology or astronomy, let's raise the curtain on the stage of our Hollywood Spotlight Review again. And here comes our troubadour of Hollywood, Larry Burke, stepping into a lovely setting, a moon-drenched landscape, to sing an astronomical little song, I Saw Stars.
I saw stars. I heard a birdie sing so sweet. Oh, sweet, the moment I fell for you, I saw stars, I heard an angel say, wake up, your wonderful dream come true, a newborn feeling had me reeling. I said to myself, where am I? It's all so hazy, may sound crazy. There wasn't a star in the sky. I saw stars. I heard a birdie sing so sweet, so sweet. The moment I fell for you.